Welcome back to Highland Radio Saturday Sport. Delighted to say, joining me on the line is Shane Bourne. What a fantastic weekend for Shane last week. That was in the Barham Sheikh Rally Island last weekend. A podium finish. Shane Bourne was a co-driver for Joan Armstrong, and I'm delighted to say Shane is joining me on the line. The native of Brooklands. Shane, 1 week on from this fantastic achievement. Looking back on it, how does it feel?
And Kieran, yeah, geez, it's been a great week. We're both still on a high from our result in Sling, and I think it's only just maybe setting in now what we achieved at the weekend. So, no, it's been a great week and lots of nice messages online throughout the week about our results. So, yeah, it's been a good week.
Talk to me about the rally itself and how many days was it? And was it your first time competing at this event?
Yeah, first time competing, but my driver John, he's been there a few times before. He always goes very well there. Just it's the characteristics of the stages is a little bit similar to Ireland in ways. It's bumpy and choppy. Similar temperatures to Ireland, but actually at the weekend it was quite warm. Quite similar heat to an event we did in Rome about 6 to 7 weeks ago. But yeah, so we flew out on the Tuesday. And we do our admin checks and go through stuff like that on the Wednesday, and we start our reckonance on Thursday and Friday, which is we make our pace notes for the stages that we're going to drive against the clock throughout the weekend. And then on the Friday night we do a super special stage, which is essentially it was just over 9.5 kilometers round the town of Zlin. It's like a spectator friendly stage so that people can get up close and personal with the cars and the crews and see what it's all about. But it was 3 laps of the town, so it is quite busy on the co-driver side. The corners come quite fast, but you have lamp pods on the car, and yeah, it adds an element of excitement to it. So we done that, and we dropped something like 7 seconds to the fastest car. So sometimes them super specials can either you can never win the rally on them, but essentially you can lose the rally on them. So we as we say, the real rally starts then Saturday morning. So you get the head down that night and look over some of your DVD work for the following morning, and that's when you put the hammer down then and see how you fare out. So it's quite a busy weekend. 6 stages Saturday and 6 stages Sunday then rounds off the weekend.
In terms of Saturday evening, was it a happy Shane Bourne? Was it a happy John Armstrong?
Yeah, we were aiming for a top five out there because we had good pace all year, Kieran, in our car. But just through one thing or another, maybe you have to say you need a bit of luck, but you have to create your own luck too. We were hampered with punctures and different events, and it set us back a little bit. So we just work harder on things we needed to do and not do, and we implemented that in Barham, and we avoided punctures, which is the main thing, and stayed in the middle of the road and kept consistent, and we were in a good position Saturday evening. And it'd be in the back of your mind, maybe you can go for this one, and but we knew it was very important to bring the car home as well Sunday evening, get good points for the championship and the team. So we just controlled the controllables, and we tried to keep the pressure on a little bit on Sunday morning to Jan Kopecky, but Jan is a former works driver in the World Championship, and that's his 12th time winning Barham as well. So it was always going to be difficult to catch him, but we beat him on 2 stages throughout the weekend, so we kept him on his toes as well, all the same.
The word experience comes to mind, 12th time winning it. Talk to me about the competitors and the lead up to the event, Shane. What was your knowledge and what was John's knowledge of the other competitors?
So yeah, you get to know the guys and girls, you get to become friends with them out there, and a lot of the time you might be running on the road beside them. So Andrea Mabellini and his co-driver Virgie, they're currently second in the championship, so we'd be running quite close to them on the road. And Marco Marcek from Poland is leading it currently, so there'll be a bit of crack and banter between stages and the regroups as well. We were telling Andrea to slow down. Andrea says to take the first two corners just in second gear, and he would be quite happy then. But yeah, like regarding knowledge of the stage, when the itinerary for the rally and that was released up to maybe 2 weeks before, you can check, via rallymaps.com what stages ran in the past and how they, correspond with the stages as running this year. And then sometimes you get to use, pace notes from other years, which is a benefit for a co-driver, I suppose, and the driver, because the driver has knowledge. So some rallies you can use 65% of the pace notes from the rally from the year before. Other times it's just a fresh pace notebook. You're writing seven, eight stages from new. But yeah, we had some stages from last year that we could carry into this year. And it's you have knowledge is everything out there, it's trying to find them last 10, 15 meters in the braking zones to gain that extra fraction of a second. And because like on certain stages, Kieran, there was like the top nine was separated by 5 seconds. Like it's so competitive out there. Everybody's in the top of their game. So you have to really be on it to be at the top.
What a year so far for yourself and John Armstrong. John, of course, a native of County Fermanagh. Going back to July, you had success at the Rally di Roma, and then in June, 3rd overall at Rally Poland. But would I be correct in saying, from the outside looking in, last weekend was the icing on the cake so far this year?
Yeah, we were third in Poland, and then we were straight into my home rally, which is the Donegal International. Showed good pace there too, but just one thing, another mechanicals, and it just wasn't to be for us that weekend. And we went to Rome, and we had okay pace in Rome, but we kind of struggled to get maybe in the right window for setup. And we took a lot from that with the team and learned, and we just implemented new stuff going into Barham. But no, this was really a big result for us. And yeah, it's very special, Kieran, because I started competing 10 years ago, and I never thought, you would get to this standard, this level, and you're competing with people, the best in Europe, and you get some guys that's competing in the World Championship to come in for sporadic rounds as well as warm-up rounds for the World Championship. So no, it's good to be brushing shoulders with them, and it gives you the benchmark of where the pace is at and what you have to do to be there and to stay there, essentially. So no, it's definitely the best result to date. So we need to just go one more step now with the remaining two rounds and try and get a first.
Brilliant, brilliant. We will talk about the future in just a second. How did a man from Brookles in southwest Donegal become involved in the rally?
How did I become involved? Suppose I got into rallying maybe in 2012. I was just watching the local Donegal rally, and that's probably maybe a bit of a latecomer to it. And then there was a fundraiser at a time in the Kilcar Carrick direction. And I remember saying to dad, mum and dad at the time that, I was thinking of going in to bid on this seat. It was a spin with a fella called Barry McGill from Carrick on the May Day stages. And one thing to another, I never went in. Must have been away that evening or something. And mom says to me the following day, she says, "Were you chatting to your dad?" And I said, "No." She says, "He bought you the spin with Barry McGill." So I was delighted. And from that, made contact with Barry, and I bought a few rally bits. And I remember Barry saying to me, "Geez," he says, "you're very keen." He says, "You've all the gear bought already." And from that then, David Kelly, actually, in Donegal Town, he was the first guy to bring me out and show me how to call some pace notes, along with Liam McIntyre, also from Donegal Town. And just one thing led to another, and I got my first seat and just kept chipping away from there. And try to get as much experience as you can, because experience is everything in rallying. So yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Shane, as a former graduate of Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, news this week, obviously coming from Donegal, at the Motor Club have launched a brand new initiative for the young drivers, the J1000. Another good point for rallying here in Donegal, and a good step for the future.
Yeah, I was just reading that article during the week. Great incentive. And I suppose the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, which I'm involved in, they're really pushing hard to both try and essentially find the next world champion, because there's a lot of guys and girls in them cars. And let me tell you, Kieran, they're not hanging about. They're really, really driving them cars on. So it's a good spectacle for them to bring them into the hill climb as well. So it gets them more seat time. And I suppose it's nice to be trucking about to them guys too, because some of their social media pages are putting us to shame in ways. So they're very good, and they're watching us essentially what we're doing and trying to implement that. So Yeah, it's some of the cars are top of the range too. Like it's hard to believe, you know. I wish I had that opportunity. Maybe I could have became a driver when I was 14 or 15, but I don't think I would have been a very good driver somehow.
We're talking to the co-driver. We did talk about the driver, John Armstrong. What about the car? Talk to us about the car. Ford Fiesta Rally Tuma, correct?
Yeah, that's her. She's nicknamed Daphne. So John came up with that. I think it's to do with the colours, but. Yeah, the team seems to be working hard, boys and girls in Dalrymple Hall, behind the scenes to give us a good car, and yeah, we're delighted that result is for them this weekend, just for all the hard work that's gone in recently and all year, and we're yeah, it's coming together, and we just hope that you know we can get one better for them before the year's out, because I think timing's a big thing, and I think we're ready for the one now. We're working hard and we're just trying to get the fruition at this stage. So it's yeah. Hopefully it's coming soon.
Jane, finally, for the listeners of Highland Radio this Saturday afternoon, talk to me about the future and explain more briefly about that one and about coming up in the next few weeks and what is your goal?
Yeah, so currently we're sitting third in the championship. Mathematically, we do have a chance, but I think our goal and focus will be just to take one rally at a time, which is Ceredigion and Wales and Aberystwyth in 2 weeks' time. So the entry list is out Monday, but a lot of guys will be competing in Donegal. You'll see them over there, so it'll add more, I suppose, more competition. But the more competition you race, the better you become as a crew, and it ups the ante, and it leaves it good for people watching as well. So we'll be hoping to get a good result there, good points, and then hopefully get into the last round in Croatia. That'll be very exciting. So yeah, there's 3 to 4 people. Mads Osborg is sitting in fourth behind us. Andreas in second, and Marcek is in first. So yeah, it could be a four-way battle. Anything can happen in rallying, you know. You think you're in the last stage of your home, but until you cross the finish line, it's nothing's guaranteed. But yeah, so there's an exciting 2 rounds left. There's obviously a lot of work to do in between the events. And I just want to give the M Sport team and the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy and my own personal sponsors, which is MCR and Fonmore and CBM Signs, just for coming on board this year and all the help and advice throughout the year. It's very much appreciated.
Shane Byrne, we wish you continued success here from all the team here at Highland Radio Weekend Sport. And we'll be keeping a close eye, Shane. We'll be keeping a close eye over the next number of weeks. Thanks again and congratulations again.